Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Hallelujah! This is the day the Lord has made. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in this house. Somebody say hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The one of you got on some stuff today. This music's just wonderful. Lately, I've been thinking about the supernatural. Come on, let's have church. They're having church right here. I've asked God, how do I go about this? And he's got such a perfect environment to start now. He said, you just go about it the way I lead. And I'll lead you and I'll guide you. They're praying in the altar. People are getting delivered. But the spoken Holy Ghost word is going to bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah. Now I want you to get your Bibles, but we're gonna just have a good time. Have a good time. I want you to get your Bibles. I want you to go to the book of Revelation. Take a direct left. Go to the book of Jude. Take another left. Go to John, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. Then you'll be in the book of Peter. That's the book I want. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 3 Peter. Not, should I say, any other thing but the book of Peter. Now you can call him Simon. You can call him another name, a nickname. You may be seated if you like. But there's mighty power in this house. I remember about people praying. You go to Peter, the first chapter. We'll go 1, 2, 3. Three chapters in it. Three chapters. And I promise you it'll help you or it'll hurt you. It's just the way you take it and the way you apply it. It's not going to hurt you because it's a word. It's a word. The other day I got to studying the Song of Solomon. I said, I got studying the Song of Solomon. And I said, Lord, I said, your neck and the rose. But if you'll read it in another translation, and it's got a woman, not Solomon. Seemed like a woman is reading this about what I really need. And the church today is the type of that woman. She said, this is how I need you to love me. This is how I need you to hold me. This is what I expect out of you. You read it yourself. But I go back real quickly over to the Gospels about St. Peter. Should I say Peter? Simon Barjona Peter. Now, Peter was a man. Maybe seated if you like. We're going to pray in a few minutes. I'm going to just go different ways in the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? Peter was a man that I can relate to. But I've heard people pray. Mothers pray. Sister, I started to call you Sister Thomas, but Sister Gray. Sister Gray, when you pray, Lord, help our missionaries. Lord, help my children. And all they can pray. But when they come, as I was a young boy, I used to listen to people pray. But as I've heard her pray, she said, Lord, if when it comes time to leave here, you can take me on to be with you, Jesus. Well, that sort of gave me a creepy feeling. Because I've never been where she's talking about. She's praying about heaven. I've never been to heaven. Now, I know that Apostle Paul was called to the third heaven, but apostles, if I be an apostle, probably not, but just a preacher, I've never been to the third heaven. But if I was going to heaven, now I want you to get me 1 John, the first verse, and we're going to preach today. We're going to pray. We're going to prophesy through the Holy Ghost. But if I was going to say, let's go to a place, my first day in heaven. Hello? Some of you say you don't believe in the supernatural power of the day of Pentecost. I beg your pardon. I'm not a squirrely type preacher. I've been called a squirrely type preacher that I get a little excited about what's going on in this end time. Hallelujah. About resurrection power and the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. But I'm not a squirrely. You ain't seen squirrely till you get in the book of Acts and you get into Matthew, Mark, look at John and the book of Acts and see what the early church really did. But my first day in heaven, hallelujah. Randolph, my first day in heaven. I hear all this clattering and this playing. And first of all, I've got a new body. Second of all, I got to adjust to 50,000 times of the light of the senses in the spirit of my new body. We think that God is not a supernatural power working God, but when we get in heaven, we're going to see Jesus. But not only see Jesus, we're going to see through eyes different. Mine has not even thought about it. It's not into the heart of men, but heaven so far. Hallelujah, is going to take the supernatural. I believe there's going to be Apostle Paul, Peter, James, John. I believe the apostles are going to be there. I believe the 12 foundations. I believe God is going to do it doesn't really matter much what I believe, but if it's in the Word, hallelujah, and when we jump out of the Word into the supernatural arena, you wonder why we get in the Holy Ghost and you can't understand? Because you have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking. Come on. You think we are far-fetched? I'm talking about the gift. I am genuine, apostolic, tongue-talking, Christian, blood-bought. Now, there ain't no two ways about it. You're either one or you're not. You're either two, you're not it. You're either three, you're not in it. I don't believe, Sister Karen, there's four ways to heaven. Everybody's going to heaven. Let me talk to you. When we get through our hope in the book of Peter, reading about what Peter said we need to do. Now, if you go to the second chapter of Peter, that's the most hardest. You got philosophers. You got teachers, you got scholars that said that's the most down-to-earth, sure preaching that's ever been preached. It's hard to accept what Peter said we're going to have to do in the spirit in our lives or want to do. Is this going above your head, Sister Pierce? Is this going above the head? We're in heaven. I won't have a body. And as I'm led an archangel, I say, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. And I'm jumping completely out of homiletical, noodle-type preaching. All good. I'm jumping into a realm that Paul said I was called to the third heaven. I saw things that I could not even utter. It must be beyond the mind, the heart of man. It must be in a place, hallelujah, that God's got prepared for us out of this world. Then an archangel, Gabriel or Michael or one of those archangels grabs me by the hand and he takes me through. I said, what's that sound over there? And we go to the New Jerusalem. We go to the city. And there's a crystal sea. Then I hear this throne of people over here. And I hear a man like on a platform or whatever. And he's preaching. And he's preaching about all the things that will bring us together. And the things that it's Paul. It's Apostle Paul preaching about, hallelujah. I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, hallelujah, but I come to you in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Who has bewitched you, Galatians, to believe a lie and be dead? Who has cast a spell on you to change the word of God? Heaven. We talk about earth, but we got to get out of this body, hallelujah, or in the spirit to be called into heavenly places. You know what you got just a moment ago? You was getting into heavenly places. You was touching the realm, the hymn, the power of God was in your life. Still there. Some of you right here may not say a word, but let me tell you, the apostolic Bible, the Holy Bible is right, and there is a supernatural power that these men are not drunk. This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. You read it in Acts 2. This is that. Some people say, well, I don't believe and I don't get no teaching. I don't get, hey, hold on. You will be saved if you want to be saved. I've heard that. Well, I just don't know. It's just the attitude of what you're in. You want to get saved. You can get saved, but you need to stay saved. And some can't even go into light water, more or less deep water. And if you give them a little sip, they think you're trying to drown them. But I just don't know a squirrely heaven. Just scared what you just said about healing. Some folks think you're just as squirrely. And me too. They'll look at you and say, I don't believe in that healing stuff. But when they get cancer, they get sick, somebody pray for me. Go down there and get some of them wackos that's called squirrely people, Pentecostal, Baptist, whatever. Get them to pray in the name of Jesus Christ that I'll be made whole. Heaven, heaven, heaven. We got to have a little heaven down here to appreciate heaven when we get there. This world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up. What kind of treasure, brother? What kind of treasure is laid up for us? The Bible said, eyes never seen, ears never heard. It's never into the hearts of men. What heaven's going to be like? Now, this archangel's got me by the hand. This angel. This angel, sister, this is what your husband talked to you about before he left on his journey with his ticket. With his ticket. Was your husband squirrely? No, I talked to him. This man was an intelligent, Holy Ghost, Bible-believing, blood-bought, Jesus' name. Powerful move of God in his life. He believed in heaven. He didn't believe there was no two ways. He didn't believe there was no four ways. He believed it was through Jesus Christ and him only. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the door. Oh, you say, Brother Pierce, I don't believe in it. Go, if you enter any other way, there's a thief and a robber. But I want to go to heaven through Christ Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah. Are you with me on my trip? I told my wife coming up here, I said, honey, we need to take a trip. She said, where are we going to go? I said, I don't know. I said, let's go back down where we had that seafood and let's go and stay in that apartment or that place on top. She said, honey, we can't go there. So I had a dream. I don't want to go to heaven right now. But I'm talking to you about heaven, and people said, why do you get excited? Why do you believe in this stuff? Why do you believe in the Holy Ghost? It took me years from my mother and my daddy There were good people that didn't believe in music in the church. Goodness don't save you. Going to church don't save you. Let me tell you how what the penalty of not telling you the truth is. If you got a physician and you go to him and he comes out and he takes blood samples, he takes all kind of tests on your body, and he comes out and said, you are fit as a fiddle. You're in good shape. But down below all that, on the records, there's something, there's a major situation here. But I don't want to tell him that. Hurt your feelings. You catch on quick. And then when you go to a doctor, said, well, you lived a good life. You're old enough. That's what I want to say. You just go and enjoy the rest of your life. I don't want to go back to that doctor. Isn't that right? Your husband's a doctor, a good man. He has on a telephone, or he works in different places. I'm sort of a doctor. I don't doctor you with pills or salve. I doctor you with the Word of God. Hey, I've stayed up all night. I want to make sure that this salvation of Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism is real. So don't go out here squirrely on me and say, he is not telling you the truth. He's picking on me. No, I'm picking on a spirit that's trying to drag you out of the house of God. And it's bold as a mosquito and brave as a lion. Some people will fall for it. Just any way won't work. The singing may be wonderful. It may entertain you. And our singing don't entertain you. It's got the spirit and the move of the Holy Ghost. You could have church without Brother Pierce getting up here and making whatever out of this message. LaJuana and Sean and all these singers, they preached hallelujah message. They sung songs that'll make your hair straighten out. If you ain't got no hair, it'll make you grow hair. So if you feel anything sprouting on top, come on, fill again. It may come up a bushy head of hair. And if I got spitting speed and you getting speedy, maybe enough anointing of God to resurrect some here, hallelujah, to hear the Word of God and anoint you with holy, holy spit. Spitting speed. I just don't know if I want to go or not. Well, you sat there like a knot on a dill pickle. You go and find you a place that you can sit down and you warm. And after a while, you'll be leaving. Then you'll be saying, I wished I had what they got. I wished I was back. Wished I was back. I'm not picking on nobody. I've been through this 50 times in my life or more. I've seen congregations change. I've seen almost a day. I've seen the dead raise the times gone by. I've seen people get wealthy. I've seen people buy farms. I've seen God bless them so much they paid tithes to give offering, but they quit having the true motive of going to heaven. It's not about money. It's not about cars. It's about the heart of God and the kingdom of God. I want to see God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Heaven! What about it, Gabriel? What about it, Michael? This archangel's leading me. I'm in heaven. First day. Don't mess it up. First day, Brother Hollis. So being in heaven, after a while, as I saw that first crowd, throng of people, that was Apostle Paul. Ooh, now you're talking about a preacher, but he made heaven. He was telling them about hallelujah. Who's bewitched you, Galatians? Read the first chapter. And he said, come out of it. I've got something here to heal you. We're in a place now. You ain't got to worry about that because this is the true. You made it. I said, well, hold it. That's just a little bit heavy for me right now. So let me go on down. What's that next, that other throne that I hear? So I hear him. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. He said, this is John. Whew. You got to read 3 John, 1 John, 2 John, Third John. So you took a left turn from Revelation to Jude. And John's preaching. I said, now that's really good, but I'll just a little mystical. I want to come on down a little bit. Now, you know, it's a country boy. I'm trying to use words that some of you might understand. So I get down. I say, what's that other noise? I hear another noise. Not just a noise. I hear something powerful that's witnessing with me. He said, oh, this guy's, he said, this is Peter. Simon Peter. What did he call him, Cleopas? Jesus, he called him by a Greek name too. Cephas. Cephas, was it Cephas? He said, hold it. I said, now this is the dude, this is the man of God that I bear record with for me right now. So you just don't like a smorgasbord, pick and please, you take it all. But I'm going to get back with these others, but I want to hear what Peter's got to preach. Hallelujah. Lord, when you get through with me, take me on with thee. That's sort of talking about death. Today we better realize this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Heaven's beckoning me. Heaven open door. And I cannot feel at home in this world anymore. You say, well, I'm not there yet. No, just hold it. We don't know when we're going to go, but we'll be ready to go. And I got a tour of heaven, hallelujah, on my first day with an archangel taking me by Apostle Paul, taking me by John, taking me to where Peter's preaching. And then Peter on the day, I wonder what Peter was preaching. Just say we was there. What would he preach? Well, what would he say? Would he say, Lord, forgive me? Or would he say, hallelujah. And on the day of Pentecost, there came a sound from heaven, like as of a rushing mighty wind, the second chapter of Acts. And suddenly there came a sound, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Here was that boisterous, unpredictable guy that had been filled and thrilled. Come on. Squirrely, you would call it. The church world would call it squirrely. I call it holy. Was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he stood up on that day and said, they said, those Jewish people there on the day of Pentecost feast day said, these men are drunk. They're drunk. Now, if you'd have walked in a moment ago here in this Pentecostal, this Bible-believing church, you'd have said, these folks are drunk. This is what's keeping us sober. It's drinking from Emmanuel's veins. It's coming in here and falling on our face at the altar, talking hallelujah to God in heavenly places. We're walking with the Lord in heavenly places. You waited all week long, I did, to come to church, hallelujah, on Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night. Sometimes I can make it, sometimes I can't. But just let me get in heavenly places. I don't want to see you just in a funeral home. I don't want you to come up and say, don't he look natural? That's my body. But oh, when I get my senses and I see the colors and I see the environment of what God's got prepared for me in heaven, my first day, I said, oh God, I couldn't even comprehend the music that's in heaven. The Bible said it's so beautiful, or it insinuates the lighting, the coloring is such awesome, it's so awesome. Then the throne room of God, where you got the cherubims, you got the watchers, you got the angels, you got the archangels, you got all the celestial beings, the six wings, the four wings, the two wings. You got God covered up with praise and worship. It's so noisy of praise and worship till we'll be welcome at home and we won't worry about arthritis no more. It'll be gone because we got a new body. We got a new plan. He said, I am the government. I am the I'm the ones over all this. He said, I'll make a new thing. I'll be in heaven. I won't have to worry about the funeral home. I won't have to worry about the rest home. I won't have to worry about hurting people's feelings. I won't have to worry about you doing right or not doing right. Look, get in the Word of God and find out what He said. Now read the first chapter of 1 Peter. 1 Peter. And the first verse. Now I want you to find out. It's got a name, two names. Read the. Hold it. Peter. I've got the authority. Peter said, I've got the authority. Come on. Hold it. He said, from the Father, to Jesus Christ, grace be unto you. He is in a place that I'm an apostle. I saw Jesus Christ in the flesh. I betrayed Him, but I came back and got forgiveness, and I'm an apostle. But he said, there's more on this chapter. This is a good chapter of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're going to do. But the next chapter is going to be just a little bit different. Keep on reading.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has gotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection
of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hold on. To a lively hope, to an inheritance, a lively inheritance. Read on. Undefiled.
And fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God.
Hold it, Sister Pierce. Do you think I'm up here carrying on like this if it wasn't a promise that heaven was for me? I don't understand all these trials. I don't understand all the things you're going through. I went through them myself and still going through them. But he said, I got a promise for you. You live for me. I will take care of thee. I am the Lord thy God. I will take care of you. I will see you through. I will make sure you're going to make it. Read on. Hold it. The sign of your faith. The trial, the sign, the prayer, the trial of your faith. Now hold it. People are seeking after gold and are seeking after silver, but the trying of it, you know what that is? Tomorrow morning's called Monday morning. You'll see people, oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Hey, the trying of your faith. To get up, do something, Charles Pierce, do something, because the trying of your faith. Well, you just don't know when my car's broke down. This happened. My son's rebellious. My daughter. Hold on. The trying of your faith. That's what this service is for, is to walk into heavenly places that we may rejoice and we may be glad and we may enjoy the trying of our faith. Because it's coming. It's coming. Read on.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Peter!
An apostle of Jesus Christ. To the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.